Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February 25th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and hello, Weekend Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Feel good? Say it.
I feel good.
Well, I meant Weekend Eve, but...
Weekend Eve.
If you're going to say it the other way, you got to do it James Brown style.
I feel good.
You know, you got to bring the motivation is what I'm saying there. That there's the flinstress.
Why do teachers ever know how to motivate their students?
Because they don't do cheers like you did. You got to do the cheers. The students will be motivated. That's what I believe. I'm Billy Flynn.
Some kind of weirdo?
Okay, it's been said. So hi, welcome to Thursday. It's a day where we look at patio books and look at your geekified news is coming up and the weekend coming soon.
Thank God.
But what came before? That's your cue.
You're first.
I am first. How about that? It's Thursday. 1836, on this date, Samuel Colt secured his first patent for his revolving barrel multi-shot firearm. We call it a six-shooter.
In 1837, the first practical electrical motor was patented by Thomas Davenport.
1902, the first power-driven vacuum cleaner was built by Hubert Booth.
In 1922.
His name makes vacuum sounds. Hubert. Okay.
In 1922, the French serial killer known as Bluebeard... Did he really have a blue beard?
Yeah,
was guillotined, say that three times fast, in Versailles. Bluebeard murdered at least 10 women and a boy.
Wow. 1913, Congress got the power to levy and collect income taxes via the IRS. I just had to mention that.
I skipped that one on purpose. Boo.
No, I want everyone to go and protest. Where's your tea parties now? Go protest this.
In 1933, the first genuine aircraft carrier was christened.
Hi, I'm Alfie the Airplane. How are you doing?
You can't see it, but I'm flipping him off.
1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. It limited a U.S. president to two terms. Personally, I think we need one for two wars.
Yes,
thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Try the veal. Anything else?
No, I had birthdays.
Really? Because 1989, the new owner of the Dallas Cowboys fired Tom Landry. Tom Landry. Yes, they fired him. 1990, on a BBC taped interview, rock star Stevie Nicks broke down saying that she will never have children and no man can stand her for long. Okay.
Well, watch what you say in public, huh?
Yep, because it'll come back on South Park.
Well, birthdays today, I have James and Oliver Phelps, twins. That's Fred and George Weasley in the Harry Potter films.
Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec, and also The Office. She is 34 and hot.
Yeah. I also have Chelsea Handler, 35. She's on that show Chelsea Lately.
Sean Astin is 39. Rudy!
Come on, he was Samwise Gamgee. Yay. And other things, too. What did we just see him in?
Some movie that I can't think of. Oh, he's in The Color of Magic.
Yes.
Right.
Nancy O'Dell is 44. She's the co-host on Access Hollywood.
Hey, Tia Leone is 44. She was Nora in The Naked Truth. She was a man in Jurassic Park 3. She was married to, Mulder for a while.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Alexis Denizov. Denizov. 44. That's Wesley Wyndham Price on Buffy and Angel.
Fantastic. Carrot Top is 45.
Great.
Just saying. Know that because when he asks you and you don't know, he'll kill you. I'm just saying.
James Brown. Ooh, not that one.
Oh.
Yeah, the NFL James Brown is 59 today.
Karen Grassy is 68. That's Caroline Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie.
Wow, I'm taking it way back here. Diane Baker is 72. She was Margot Frank in the original black and white version of The Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. She's always been a little girl in my mind. That's so weird. Larry Gilbart is 82, one of the guys that brought MASH to TV for us.
And Sally Jesse Raphael, I haven't heard that name in a while, is 75.
And this would have been George Harrison's birthday. Ha ha, dude, miss you. So glad we have Beatles Rock Band, if nothing else. I like jamming with George. It's cool. Jim Backus, 1913. Thurston Howell III, and also Mr. Magoo, of course. And Zeppo Marx, the forgotten Marx brother, born in 1901. Happy birthday to, I guess just pretty damn much everybody. How's that? Yes?
I don't know. Birthdays, TV. We're starting out with CBS. It's CBS.
Wow.
Take my extra care card and check out Survivor. We've got Heroes versus Villain. That's a new episode. And then we have reruns of The Mentalist and CSI.
Over on NBC, it's more Olympics, figure skating, and freestyle skating. It's the skating night.
ABC brings us a new episode of The Deep End with
what
lawyers
would Brian Boitano do?
And reruns of Crying Doctors.
Over on Fox, Bones rerun of that, a new episode of Past Life, which has already been canceled, so watch it while you can. Maybe it will be resurrected. Huh?
And four people get eliminated on American Idol.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kick them off.
CW's got a rerun of Vampire Diaries and a new Supernatural, though.
Yeah. AMC is showing again Forrest Gump. That must have been expensive. It must have cost them a lot of money.
All right, we can show it. We're going to show it all the time.
Tom Hanks is happy about that.
Comedy Central on the Sarah Silverman Project. Sarah gets involved in a fake mayoral write-in election. And wackiness.
She's so hilarious.
And hot.
Another one that must have cost bank. The Simpsons movie is showing again on FX.
Family Channel makes that up with Nancy Drew on Emma Roberts, the movie that came out a couple years back.
I love those books.
We should see the movie. Yeah. It's got to be a good time.
Sci-fi brings us multiple episodes, kind of a marathon ish of Star Trek TNG.
Including Tapestry, the one where Q takes Picard back in time to when he was...
That one, yeah.
Schiller Network is showing Rear Window, followed by Vertigo. Alfred Hitchcock greatness.
If you want to watch some hoops on TNT, we've got the Cavs versus the Celtics and the Nuggets at Golden State.
FMC is showing Moan Sr. See Christopher Reeve as a priest with a forbidden affair with a woman. Turner Classic Movies, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. But if anything, we're watching the Sci-Fi Channel later at night because vengeful ghosts terrorize a gang of thieves and a documentary film crew at an abandoned penitentiary. Jake Busey and Stacey Keach star in Haunted Prison.
Oh, Uncle Mark.
And you can't get much better. What? What does that look?
That combines two of my fears, prisons and ghosts.
Okay, good to know. Dear GRD, remember how I was complaining, kind of, about not having a long enough commute to hear the full show anymore? Well, I've since discovered that usually the return trip is 50% longer due to evening rush hour traffic, which means I have enough time to hear most of the shows I download from GeekRadioDaily.com before I get home. Sorry, Billy Flynn, I tried listening while I was getting dressed and such, but that takes even less time to do. Love, Anna.
Uh-huh.
P.S.
It's hard to put on a shirt with headphones or whatever. I don't know.
P.S. Rob is awesome. And Rob is awesome.
He is awesome.
Rob is awesome.
Thank you for not using geekradiodaily.com like 50 million times because that was getting old.
Yeah. We went ahead and killed that. Writing in about you getting dressed, Anna, never going to get old. Do that as much as you like. Hey, Flynn, if you like horror movies with a sense of humor, you really shouldn't miss out on watching Dead Snow. It's designed to look like an old-fashioned horror B-movie, but it's thoroughly entertaining and quite intelligent. You don't have to be Scandinavian to enjoy it. I may be Danish, but I don't understand a word of Norwegian, and I have enjoyed the living snot out of Dead Snow several times. So my advice to the GOD Nation, rent it and see for yourselves. It's well worth it. Best regards, Uncle Thorson. With that kind of recommendation, sir, I will add Dead Snow to my Netflix queue.
All right.
It will happen right now. And lastly, sir, the connection is hardly tenuous. We even had a screening of Poltergeist here with Uncle Lloyd and everything. This is why the Flintstress is my favorite. Love, Sam. Aw.
Aw.
Shocker there. So thank you. If you've got something you'd like to say to
He's
us, please.
Just mad at you.
Well, kind of. Won't you? Just send a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Thursday, a look at your patio books and, of course, your geekified news coming up this Thursday, February 20, monkey edition of Geek Radio Daily. Better with monkeys.
So, have you heard from T?
He's taking it day by day, focusing on what's important right now.
Gotta be tough. Raising a kid on your own and all? I mean, I got two. It's not cheap raising them.
Yeah, but T's employed now. I'm sure he's gonna be fine.
That's it. He's a social media professional now.
Oh, frack. We gotta do something to help that kid.
On the 27th of February 2010 at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, members of the social media community are holding an auction to benefit T's 5-year-old daughter, known in our circles as Sonic Boom.
We want to show a little girl that while her life has changed, that her opportunities are limitless.
Please join us in celebrating the future of Sonic Boom. We want to make sure she's supported through social media before the teat that her daddy's sucking at runs dry. Please visit www.theboomeffect.org for more information.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily.
Her new promo for V, when she's talking about Lost, is really funny.
See what you did there? Trying to mess me up. Hi, welcome to Thursday, and good times.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
That's one of my favorites.
It is a good time. And you can have a good time with Podiobooks.com. Plenty of free audio fiction for you. Go over there and get really cool stuff like...
J.P. O'Donnell's Deadly Codes, a Gallagher novel, is the award-winning sequel to Fatal Gamble.
Smashing watermelons?
No. Daniel Cormac Gallagher Jr., a Boston private eye, is hired to investigate the death of Jennifer Clark, tragically killed in a car bombing in her own driveway.
Okay.
Okay. Gallagher's been commissioned by Jean Campbell, Jennifer's twin sister, to find the mystery woman, Jennifer's secret lesbian lover.
Hey now.
Who vanished immediately after the bombing. While the authorities continue to pursue their suspicions that it may actually be a terrorist act intended for her husband, Bill.
Whoa.
A top secret central counterintelligence division of the National Security Agency, Jean reveals intricate details to Gallagher that intrigue him enough to take on the case. Sounds kind of interesting. But he has no idea that while he's searching for the missing woman, a price has been placed on his head.
Oh, goodness.
Two hired gunmen are plotting to kill him.
Oh.
Gallagher's search takes him to Washington, D.C., where he discovers the car bombing is only a backdrop for a complex, treasonous scheme to sell code-breaking formulas to a hostile enemy nation.
Nice. Also, Dave Donaldson's Heart of Diamonds, corruption at the highest levels of government, greed in the church, and brutality among warring factions make the Congo a very dangerous place for television journalist Valerie Gray. Amid the bloody violence of the country's endless civil war, Gray uncovers a deadly diamond smuggling scheme that reaches from the heart of the Congo to the White House by way of a famous American televangelist. Aided by an altruistic doctor, Gray is pursued by the soldiers of the country's dictator, the mercenaries of her mine's owner, and the rebels seeking control of the country. Heart of Diamonds is a fast-paced tale of ambition, betrayal, and love. All cool stuff you can get over at Podiobooks.com. Just go right over there, Podiobooks.com, right after you're done listening to us today. Thanks.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So two UFOs crashed in Mongolia. Mongolia capital, I should say.
And Mongolia.
Mongolia! Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, South Park. So wrong. Go ahead.
I shall.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
There we go. All right. On February 19th, the first object weighed about 10 kilograms. The second object was about 2 tons. Slams into like this little... It could be parts of an engine from an airplane falling apart going through sky. Or it could be UFOs. There's no real story. Go read it for yourself. I'm just saying, UFOs fell from the sky. We don't know what they are. It could be an engine.
It could be pretty good.
I'm just saying.
Huh.
Until it's not, it's aliens. It's aliens.
Well, you know, for all we know, it could be part of a jetpack.
Okay.
Martin Aircraft Company in Christchurch, New Zealand, aims to make 500 packs a year, and they actually have a commercially viable jetpack with pictures. It looks really, really cool. It actually kind of looks like a big drum set strapped to this guy's back. I don't know. Look at the picture.
All right.
It weighs less than 254 pounds, 115 kilograms, so the jetpack does not require a pilot's license.
Nice.
It's capable of traveling 30 miles in 30 minutes on a full tank of fuel. I mean, you know, that gets you to work and back.
It would.
Right? Recent tests have seen the new model reach heights up to 2,400 meters and top speeds of 60 miles per hour. So they're partnering with an investment aircraft, another aircraft company. So be on the lookout for truly viable jetpacks. Go Kiwis.
Okay. And some news I don't want to have to tell anybody. A friend of the show, J.C. Hutchins, has announced on his website that his publisher is not going to be publishing the Seventh Son sequels.
Aww.
And at this point, he's not looking for another publisher and has now decided that in an effort to focus on his writing, he's going to have to let go of his podcasts. So,
no
is exactly the way. Yeah. He's got this entirely great, big, huge description of the whole thing of what's going on and his decisions and apologies actually to all of us.
Is it something we did?
Come back.
Do we need to break up? No, let's just be on a break.
we're still going to be friends, right, Hutch? I mean, understand, but it's just, that's just not.
You got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. So there's that.
All right. In movie news, David Goyer has been hired to write, not by himself, but co-write, helping out with the story just like he did on The Dark Knight. He is helping to write the new Superman movie titled The Man of Steel.
Really?
Yes. So he's going to bring his, you know, Dark Knight goodness. He's definitely on board. That is confirmed. This is coming from LatinaReview.com. We also have some more information. Let's see. He is taking the movies back to the John Byrne or Barn incarnation.
John Byrne.
Yes. It's not going to be called Superman. It's called The Man of Steel. Brandon Routh is not starring in the film.
Oh, okay.
Bryan Singer is not expected to direct. Actually, this looks like it's going to be pretty interesting. The story, spoiler alert, could involve Luther and Brainiac. It's not an origin. Everybody in the audience is already supposed to know kind of what's going on with the Superman mythology.
That's good.
And it sets up something big with Kryptonian.
I hope the Blur's in it. That would be awesome.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to this.
Cool.
So, good team.
So, Colorado Springs has a problem with a Broadway show. Broadway show coming to Colorado Springs. They've got billboards that pop up there. And well, a billboard happens to have one of the characters and shows just, it's really up close of their cleavage. And the sign, the billboard company on buses and stuff, they're like, no, we can't have this. Maybe it works in other markets, but it doesn't work here. So they've pulled them and replaced them. I bring this up because it's Avenue Q.
And it's puppet cleavage?
It's puppet cleavage. You can't have puppet cleavage. Getting to, I know the market, we prefer to walk a little more conservatively, said Jeff Moore, the account executive who handles this. He says, if I have to explain it to my four-year-old or my grandmother, we don't put it up. So if you have to explain puppet cleavage, you can't have that, which means Colorado Springs, you can't have any cleavage of any kind whatsoever because it would just be bad. That or puppets make people think dirty things. And that's your own fault. That's got nothing to do with me. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, write a review, subscribe while you're there. Tell everybody that we're fracking cool because, well, we try real hard. And we say things like GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. And ask you to please email us at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Especially hard for me.